Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the topic for today's sermon is peace, specifically peace from conflict, fighting, and war. I did some research, and I found out that there are currently 61 different armed conflicts going on in the world right now. Approximately 136,000 people have died in these conflicts just in the past year. Now, if we look back at history, we see that humanity has always been at war. War is something that we have never been able to shake. No matter how many people cry out for peace, we never seem to get any closer to it. Now, the reason we cannot make lasting peace with one another is because ever since we got kicked out of the Garden of Eden, our world has been at war with God. From the moment humanity fell into sin, it has struggled against God, warring against His will, because God's holiness demands that all sinful things fall under His wrath. And in the weakness of sin, people believe that God is their enemy and that He wants to destroy them. The problem with trying to fight God is that we cannot hurt Him. All we can do is disobey Him. And the problem with disobeying God is that we end up hurting each other and ourselves in the process. Cain murdered his brother Abel. Jacob fled from his brother Esau after stealing his birthright. And Joseph's brother sold him into slavery. The strife between brothers became conflict between tribes, which then became wars between nations, thus transforming family dysfunction into global dysfunction. Because there's no way to fight against the Almighty God, the Creator of the universe, people end up fighting each other and fall deeper under the wrath of God. But God had a plan to end the war. It would require sending someone into hostile territory to be born as a human child. That person would need to be able to live a perfect life, train others to continue the mission, and put himself on the line for the sake of peace. God knew just the man for the job. His eternal Son, the second person of the Trinity, through whom all things were created. Now, we might be able to talk about God's plan like we talk about the plot of a good spy movie filled with secret agents and political intrigue. God sends his best agent on a top secret mission to end the biggest war of all time. But first, he sends out his other agents, known as the prophets, to make preparations for the hero to come. These prophets went around and spread the word that God was going to send someone who would defeat the unrighteous and bring peace to the world. Special Agent Isaiah spread the word that the child would be born would be called the Prince of Peace. Special Agent Micah sent the details that Operation Prince of Peace would begin in a little inconspicuous town called Bethlehem. And Special Agent John the Baptist recruited people to the cause and prepared the way for Jesus, God's ultimate agent. And as with any good action story, there would have to be a confrontation with the enemy, a battle, and probably some bloodshed. There were some who thought that Jesus would take control of the nation and lead an army in a victorious yet bloody battle against the evil Roman Empire. But Jesus had bigger fish to fry than the Romans. He was going straight to the source, the power behind the powers of darkness. He was going to take down death itself. And he wouldn't have to lead an army into battle to do it. For this mission, only the blood of one man would be necessary. Knowing that his own death would satisfy all of God's wrath, Jesus let himself be taken in by the enemy. Never before could humanity touch God, but now that Jesus was both God and man, It seemed they had their chance to strike. This was their chance to kill God himself. So the people arrested Jesus. They flogged him and hung him on the cross to die. And just as it appeared that the human rebellion had achieved a great victory against God by killing his son, the truth and the brilliance of God's plan was revealed. Jesus died knowing that he would rise to new life, and that in doing so, the chains of death that enslaved God's people would be broken, and the power of sin to separate us from God would be conquered. The mission was a success. The plan was brilliant. What appeared to be a terrible defeat turned into the most glorious victory in all of history. God's wrath was spent. Jesus took it all. Which means that now we no longer have to live in the fear of death. Nor is there a reason to fight against God any longer. He won the war. Not by crushing humanity, but by destroying our reason to fight. The war is over. Jesus took God's wrath upon himself and brought peace and reconciliation between heaven and earth. When we are with Jesus, death has lost all of its threat. Of course, our sinful nature that still wants to wage war against God clings to us yet. It tries to trick us into thinking that God is against us and that his wrath is still upon us. But, unlike Adam and Eve, we have Jesus, who has already reconciled us to God. He is present with us via the Holy Spirit in our baptisms, and he forgives us and strengthens us with his body and blood in the Lord's Supper. As long as we cling to the promise of life that we have in Jesus, sin has no power and has no weapon that can sever us from our God. Jesus is our Prince of Peace. The war is won. As the Apostle Paul writes, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We were once far away from God, but have been brought near him through the blood of Christ. Thus, when there are wars and rumors of wars, and when life bombards us with one thing after another, we can rest assured in the peace that we have in Jesus. Amen. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.